This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN Chief Antonio Guterres called Monday for the safe release of hundreds of Myanmar protesters that he says are barricaded inside apartment complexes in Yangon, where security forces are violently cracking down on political demonstrators. His spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, said the Secretary General calls for maximum restraint and urges the safe release of all without violence or arrests. According to the UN Human Rights Office, police began shooting and making arrests in Yangon around 10 p.m. local time on Monday. Myanmar has been in turmoil since a February 1st coup ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and triggered mass protests against the new military junta. The police and military have responded with an increasingly brutal crackdown on demonstrators, with more than 50 people killed and nearly 1,800 arrested. Earlier Monday, Myanmar's military council says it revoked the licenses of five media companies in Myanmar. This follows reports that an editor covering pro-democracy protests was arrested and that armed men ransacked the offices of one of the news agencies. Myanmar's state media reported that the five media companies include VOA affiliates Democratic Voice of Burma, Mitsima, and 7 Day. The death toll from a series of explosions in a military barracks in Equatorial Guinea has risen to 98. According to the country's health ministry, on Monday, at least 615 people were injured in the blast Sunday, which started with a fire at a military base in the coastal city of Bata, according to the defense ministry. The health ministry put the death toll at 98, which was more than triple an earlier estimate of 31 killed. VOA News. The Biden administration is granting temporary protected status to Venezuelan migrants living in the United States. It's also working to coordinate international pressure against President Nicolas Maduro to hold free and fair elections, this according to senior U.S. officials on Monday. The decision, which could aid an estimated 320,000 people, fulfills a promise that President Joe Biden made during the 2020 election campaign. He pledged to give shelter to Venezuelans who left their country amid economic collapse, humanitarian crisis, and political turmoil under Maduro. Venezuelans in the United States will have to show they've been residing in the country continuously as of March 8, 2021, to qualify for the Temporary Protected Status designation, also known as TPS. If they meet the criteria, they will be given an 18-month reprieve to stay and can also obtain work permits. Lebanese protesters blocked key roads with burning barricades in rage at the country's political paralysis and deep economic crisis on Monday after its currency hit record lows on the black market. The country is in the grips of its worst economic crisis in decades, compounded by the coronavirus pandemic. Prices have soared and more than half of the population is living below the poverty line. But the divided political class has been unable to form a cabinet for the past 6 months. Lebanon's currency has lost more than 80% of its value since the fall of 2019, plunging to an all-time low of nearly 11,000 pounds to the dollar. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice annulled all sentences against former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Monday, paving the way for him to run in the country's 2022 presidential election. Da Silva was convicted twice for corruption and money laundering. In 2017, the left-wing former president was sentenced to 9 years and 6 months in relation to a triplex in the beach town of Guarizá. 2 years later, he was sentenced to 12 years in a similar case. Da Silva governed the largest country in Latin America between 2003 and 2011, a period in which Brazil became one of the largest developing economies in the world. The leftist firebrand and former union leader hoped to run against far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro in the 2018 presidential election, but by law he couldn't run for office because of his sentences. He was forced to step down from the ticket. With the annulment, Da Silva's political rights are restored, and he's now eligible to run for office in 2022. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.